Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hindi madali ang mawala ng magulang o kapatid. Maaring para sa mga naulila, ito ay isang bahagi ng buhay na mahirap kalimutan. Dito sa Australia, isang organisasyon ang nagbibigay ng isang ligtas na lugar para sa mga bata upang malaman at maunawaan nila ang kanilang kalungkutan. At upang suportahan ito, isang 500-kilometer na bike ride ang magaganap sa ika-3 ng Disyembre kung saan 29 na siklista ang mabibisikleta patungo sa Snowy Mountains. Ating nakapanayam, si James Thomas ng Feel the Magic Foundation.
Okay, today we have James Thomas, founder of Feel the Magic. Good morning to you, James. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
James, can you tell me a little bit about your foundation, Feel the Magic, and why you decided to put up this group? Or what's the story behind its birth?
Yeah, so Feel the Magic has been designed to support the grieving process of Australian children and teens who have lost a parent, sibling, or legal guardian. We provide grief education and support to allow these kids to understand and learn how to deal with big emotions and preventing them from, you know, bottling it up and it coming out in negative ways.
And I understand, James, that this organization or this group was built out of your story or life story.
Yeah, mine and my wife. So long story short, I lost both my parents by the time I was 31, and my wife lost her older brother, Corey, when they were children. And so I guess both circumstances, we were never really taught how to grieve, and we were left to our own devices, and we realized that there was nothing out there for grieving kids to learn how to deal with these emotions. And it's, you know, grief is a natural part of life, right? So we thought we'd do something about it.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you decided to sell your business.
I did, yes. Wow. So I had a sign writing business back in the day, and it didn't really fulfill me, and I knew I could make a difference by supporting others. So I decided to sell the business and try my hand at the charity game.
And one of the most awaited charity events that your group has organized this year is the Magic Ride. Tell us about this and why did you choose to do this?
Yeah, the Magic Ride, there's about 30 of us taking part in a 500-kilometre bike ride throughout the Snowy Mountains. And we decided to do this because, you know, sure, the Magic's all about, promoting a healthy lifestyle. And we thought, why not tap into the riding scene? There's some committed riders out there that love to fundraise for charity, and we thought it was a great idea to get a great bunch of people and ride throughout the Snowy Mountains, where we will finish up at our Camp Magic program in the ACT.
And you're aiming to raise $90,000.
Yes, we are. Yes, so we're about we're just over the $60,000 mark now, so just under $20,000 to go. So any help to get there is greatly appreciated. And where that money will be going is to fund a Camp Magic program in 2021, which would support upwards of 60 grieving teens and their families.
Who's joining in the 4-day bike ride?
Yeah, so it's a bunch of great people. I'll be taking part in the ride. You know, we've got local businesses, local companies, supporters. There's a committed committee that will support us along the way. Ross Mitchell, Phil Whitehead, Larry Fingleson, and David Bell, they'll all be a part of our ride to support grieving kids.
And in terms of support, how are we helping grieving children? What are the programs that your group have set up for the children?
Yeah, so we have Camp Magic, which is a 3-day camp program. And on top of that, we have a online program called the Healthy Grieving Program, which has been created since COVID come into play earlier in the year. We have a grief resource hub. And we also have a one-day program called the Magic Quarterly. So it's all about incorporating the children and teens and their families into learning age-appropriate skill set around dealing with big emotions.
What happens in Camp Magic?
Yes, in Camp Magic we have one-on-one mentors for each child and teen that attend. And they are, again, they're provided age-appropriate skill sets to learn how to live and deal with their grief in healthy and positive ways. On top of that, there's a lot of fun, a lot of activities that these kids can, you know, meet other children in their situation because, you know, when a child loses someone, they genuinely feel like they're the only one going through that. So when they come through the gates of Camp Magic, they meet other children who are experiencing exactly the same thing. So I guess it normalizes their new normal, so to speak.
And what do you think early intervention is important for children who have experienced loss?
Yeah, early intervention is very important because you know, there's a direct link between unresolved grief and trauma in children now to mental health. So the biggest issue we're facing in society now is mental illness. And, you know, unresolved grief and trauma, it's proven that, you know, if unresolved, it can bubble away throughout their lifetime and come out in unhealthy ways later in life.
And what advice do you have for parents or guardians supporting a bereaved child?
Well, apart from getting in touch with Feel the Magic, I would say just be there. Grief doesn't have a timeline. Grief lasts forever. It doesn't go away. Time doesn't heal all wounds. You just learn to manage it over your lifespan. So why not learn to live with it in a healthy, positive way?
What's your encouragement, James, or advice to our listeners who may have lost, you know, their loved ones? Some of them might feel, you know, all hope is lost. How can they rise again from their situation?
Give yourself time. Don't put any pressure on yourself. If you're feeling like you can't get out of bed, don't get out of bed. You know, if you're feeling like you want to talk about it with someone, reach out to someone. And again, reach out to Feel the Magic. You know, we're more than happy to help. I would encourage anyone to talk about it as much as they can, because the more it's off your chest, the more you know you can learn and grow from the situation.
Speaking of reaching out, how can we reach you out, and how can Australians support your group?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, www.feelthemagic.org.au, we've got all the information there, the resource hub, everything they need to know is on the website. And if you want to sponsor one of our riders or sponsor the team, go to the Magic Ride website, which is magicride.org.au.
Okay, there you have it. James Thomas, founder of Feel the Magic. Thank you, James.
Thank you so much.
E-like, e-share, e-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.